You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
As we've been hinting all morning, today we celebrate International Women's Day here in New Zealand and across the world, once it becomes International Women's Day for the rest of the world, I suppose, because we're a little bit earlier than everyone else. But one of the things that we should talk about is Gorilla Girls, which opens at the Auckland Art Gallery today. Please, hi. Welcome. Who do we have in the studio with us?
We have Emma Jameson.
Emma! Hello! Hi. Welcome to BFM. You are the curator of Gorilla Girls, reinventing the F word, feminism!
Yes.
Which opens at the Art Gallery, and that's quite exciting, isn't it? It's going to be there for a couple of months, and it's an important thing to have at the gallery, I think.
It's a really important exhibition to host at the gallery, particularly International Women's Day opening today, and also just with all of the conversations that are taking place worldwide at this point in time about feminism and intersectionality, discrimination, equality. So I think it's a really prescient time to have this exhibition. And also, it's been a really wonderful, exciting, invigorating process to work with the Gorilla Girls in collaboration to produce this exhibition.
What are the Gorilla Girls? Who are the Gorilla Girls? So
what's the gig?
Are they going to be there?
Well, they're hopefully coming late September, early October. That's TBC at this point in time, yep. But we've been working closely to kind of organise that. But so the Gorilla Girls are a feminist art anonymous collective that have been working since 1985, producing posters, primarily posters, but also they've also produced books, stickers, plastic bags, video works, and what their works do is that they call to attention the pervading hypocrisies and prejudices in the art world and beyond. So they've been working relentlessly for the past 34 years.
So mostly to do with sort of feminism or just across the board?
Across the board. Yeah. So from their first works, I'd say from 1985 to 1990, predominantly focused on the representation of women artists in art galleries in New York, but they've increasingly been looking at representation of people of various sexualities and races and gender affiliation. So it's definitely oscillating and kind of crystallizing as it, their work develops.
And so what are we going to see? What's happening down there?
Oh, we've got a real treat for everyone. Yeah. So this exhibition is the first display of the Gorilla Girls' entire portfolio that the Auckland Art Gallery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's 100 and
score.
The Auckland Art Gallery acquired the entire portfolio the end of last year. The year before. And the portfolio is comprised of about 107 posters, I think about 10 sticker works, 4 books, 5 video works. And so we're putting that together in a chronological and thematic display. So it's the hope that people, by coming to the exhibition, have got a really good overview of how the Gorilla Girls practice developed from the 1980s until 2016. But also what I've been really hoping to communicate through the exhibition design is that their practice, by very nature of the issues that they're critiquing, is reiterative, is cyclical, and very much relates to today in 2019. And we've also...
So they're still working now, though, are they?
Yeah, cool. They're still working today. Their Instagram page is very active. They're still calling out institutions.
If you're an artist, you have to have an active Instagram page.
I think probably what's been really the most exciting part in some ways for this exhibition is, yes, we have the entire portfolio complete, but we've actually also worked with the Gorilla Girls to produce a site-specific installation, which is their blackboard work. And that blackboard work is a participatory artwork, so it invites people to essentially scrawl on the wall anything that is riling them up about the injustices pervading society, and that could relate to gender, but it could also relate to a variety of issues that people
and it can relate to issues, local issues.
Absolutely. And I think I really view this exhibition as a conversation starter, and so the public program will be addressing those local issues. How do the posters about New York, how does that relate to a local context? And I think it very much does.
And well, people can use their own skills to make it relate to or sort of link it to a local content.
It's a space of conversation. Absolutely.
Do the people, the Gorilla Girls, are they strict when it comes to, here's okay, we're going to give you our stuff to put on display and our and promote our thoughts and our dreams?
If I were to describe them in one word, it would just be they're incredibly excited about having their works on display here at such a large scale. And I have been communicating with them constantly since about August last year, and it's been a really fun, collaborative, enthusiastic, open-minded project that we've been working on. I really view it as we've worked on this together. So yeah. They've been with me every single step of the way, supporting that. They've been very easygoing with how the Auckland Art Gallery presents their works, essentially.
They're anonymous, so do you have to just call them Gorilla 1 and Gorilla 2, or
no.
do they have gorilla names?
They do have gorilla names. So since 1985, they've adopted pseudonyms based on...
So when you ring them and you're dealing with them, you have to use the gorilla name?
Well, I don't ring them, but okay. They have the pseudonyms.
You leave a note somewhere and they... Oh,
they have pseudonyms based on deceased female artists.
Right.
So, for example, one of the founding members is called Frida Kahlo.
Right.
So I've been liaising with Frida Kahlo. And so in the email, you do have to put, dear Frida...
Which must be weird when you work at an art gallery.
Well, kind of, but I've kind of got used to it now, to be honest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we want to go along to it. It's how much does it cost, and then when can we go
so
see it?
As with all collection based exhibitions at the Auckland Art Gallery, entrance is free for New Zealand residents. And then the international the fee for international visitors applies. So if you're a local resident or a student here, you can come as many times as you want for free.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
And it opens today.
Opens in 15 minutes.
Go down there, be the first, and then be the one who spreads it. And be, oh, yeah, we've already seen it. I'm going to see it for the eighth time. Yeah, cool. And runs until
October the 19th.
Fantastic. Hey, three cheers to the art gallery and three cheers to the Gorilla Girls. Thank you, Emma.
Yeah,
thanks for coming
for having me.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.